In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And lead us not into temptation. Why would our Father in heaven lead us into temptation? Have you ever asked yourself that question when praying this sixth petition of the Lord's Prayer? What does Jesus mean when he teaches us to pray this? Is it possible that our Heavenly Father might lead us into temptation? When it comes to leading, the first thoughts that come to my mind are the words of the psalmist David, "The Lord, my shepherd, leads me. Yes, he leads me beside quiet waters, guides me in paths of righteousness, walks with me through the valley of the shadow of death." Or in the psalm that we just sang together, we prayed, "O Lord, lead me in straight paths, not into temptation." So is Luther conning us here when in his explanation of the sixth petition he says, "God tempts no one"? I know that Luther says we pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our sinful nature may not deceive us or mislead us into false belief, despair, or other great shame and vice. But Jesus did not say that when he taught his disciples how to pray. Why did he not simply say, "Our Father in heaven, keep us from temptation"? So what does Jesus have in mind when he uses the words, "lead us not," in this petition of his prayer? One commentator says that the Greek word for lead here means to bring forcefully. This is sort of like when a teacher grabs a student by the ear and leads him or her to the principal's office. I certainly would not want to be in the shoes of that teacher today. Although I'm sure that there are a few profs here who are tempted at times to lead some students by the ear, or vice versa. So in teaching us to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, lead us not into temptation," is Jesus setting it up so that we can blame God for our temptation? James in his epistle answers that question very clearly when he says, "When tempted, no one can say, 'God is tempting me.' For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone." And yet resisting temptation is about as easy as climbing a rocky cliff, right? Not only do we face a strong enemy in Satan, all of us are very weak. We're so prone to fall to sin that it's scary. Just think of you, if you will, of the times you've given in to temptation in comparison to the times that you have not. We're like Mr. Doolittle in the musical My Fair Lady. He sings a song that says it how it is for most of us in matters of temptation. "The Lord above gave liquor for temptation to see if man would turn away from sin. But," he sings, "with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, when temptation comes, you'll give right in." Yes, unfortunately, when temptation comes, we give right in. That's right. We give right in. For no one of us on our own can withstand temptation. Not the old woman or man praying for all the world's missionaries. Not the pastor standing in a pulpit. Not the professor or the student in a seminary classroom. Not the staff person who works in this hallowed environment. Not anyone. So what are we to do? We must ask God to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Keep and protect us. That again is what the psalmist David is doing in Psalm 27 when he sings, "One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to see him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high on a rock. In answer to his temptations, David is asking God for the shelter of his presence, the only safe place there was for him, the only safe place there is for us. That's why we should also pray with David, "Your face, Lord, we seek. Do not hide your face from us. Teach us your way, O Lord. Lead us in straight paths. Yes, lead us not into temptation." In times of trouble and temptation, the psalmist David knew where to go, the temple of the Lord. That's also the place that God wants to lead us. How different we are when we follow him. How different we are when Christ lives in us. How different we are when through his cross and resurrection, he removes the envy, the pride, the selfishness of our sinful hearts. We live in a world today that promotes just the opposite, a world in which commitment, especially with regard to matters of our faith life, as a recent Post-Dispatch article puts it, a world in which commitment is being replaced by a self-centered quest for spiritual novelty or emotional highs. The writer of that article then asks this question: are we Christians today more interested in finding a faith that suits our fancy rather than one that challenges and transforms us? I wonder if Jesus' prayer, "Lead us not into temptation," does not have a new relevance in the context of that question. Is it possible? Yes, is it possible that Satan might be having a heyday in our 21st century religious buyer's market? If so, then we have more reason than ever to pray that the message of Christ's life, death, and resurrection, that God's healing power and love will find its way into the turmoil of our broken and grieving world. The enemy, Satan, is at the gates of our lives and homes. There will be moments, days, perhaps years, when because of the temptations all around us, it will seem as though God has blown us off. It's in those times when we know that we are weak, when we know that our enemy Satan is strong, that we must pray, "Lord, lead us not into temptation." And in praying this, know confidently that God will answer that prayer. He who died and rose again to save us from our sin and to give us eternal life can do nothing less than protect and keep us from the evil one. How different we are when we trust and believe that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.